Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Now, I know this is not a midnight service, so maybe we can do better than that. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Ah, it's so good to be out of Advent, isn't it? Christmas is such a wonderful time of the year. Such a wonderful time for stories and traditions to be created and remembered time and generation after generation. You know, our oldest daughter, Tabitha, she and her family live in Waco, and they have two children, Zayden, who is now 7 years of age, and a girl, Zinley, who is 4 years of age. And Christmas is such a special time for them. And they have a family tradition that they have started year after year. And what they do for Christmas is bake a birthday cake for Jesus, to put Jesus back into the center of all that is ongoing this time of year. And last year, Zayden, who was six at the time, had sort of a light bulb moment when they were baking their birthday cake for Jesus. And suddenly, Zayden asked our daughter Tabitha, his mother, "How many candles are we going to have to put on this cake?" And Tabitha, without missing a beat, grabbed the whole package of candles and she said, "All of them, Zayden." And they put them all on the cake. And Zayden said, "Wow, that's a lot of candles." And Tabitha said, "Jesus has a lot of love for us." What a great tradition. Christmas is such a wonderful time of year. And as the old song that Andy Williams sings, we've been hearing for weeks now and all the places that we go, it is the most wonderful time of the year. And Christmas is now here. Christmas is present among us tonight. We offer to God our heartfelt thanks and praise because indeed this is the most wonderful time of the year. Because Christmas is a joy to celebrate Jesus' birth, Jesus' incarnation into this world, to celebrate his salvation upon our hearts with thankfulness and praise, because Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. And all praise and glory to God in the highest heaven, and God's peace on earth to each of us. And what a blessing it is to celebrate God's peace together on this most holy of nights, silent night, holy night. All is calm and all is bright. At least that's the way it is in here right now. But I'll be willing to bet out at the outlet malls and any other place involving retail, it's a different story right now. Even if you perhaps procrastinate and wait till the last minute, maybe even tomorrow morning, Bucky's down the road, good old Bucky's, will be open for Christmas. Been there, done that. But amid all the busyness, the noise, and distractions, there are multiple blessings. Blessings surrounding us that make this special time of year available to all of us. Because Jesus is the reason for this most holy of nights. Happy birthday, Jesus. And we are blessed to give God all praise and glory for giving to us his Son. For unto us a Savior is born. The great Almighty God of the universe has given of himself to us in Jesus to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to God the Father, who stretched out his arms upon the cross as a sin sacrifice for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of the whole world. And for this, we need to say alleluia to him. Alleluia. You know what else makes this time of year so wonderful? Is that there are so many of us in this room here tonight who have friends and family who are celebrating Christmas around the world. Perhaps this very moment. There, each of us here at St. Cuthbert know people in different countries, different locations, whether on heaven or in earth, praising God on this most holy of nights. Tonight, it is a worldwide celebration of Jesus. And we are celebrating his cross and resurrection. And we are celebrating his new life, which we are graciously given in him. And your loved one may not physically be present with you this very moment, but in Jesus, we are all spiritually connected together in his perfect sacrifice, whether on earth or in heaven, joining our voices with a great multitude of angels and archangels, along with all who now reside in the heavenly realms, proclaiming the glory of the Lord. On earth, peace among those whom God favors. Who God favors with his most gracious love, his amazing grace, unifying each of us together in Christ. Tonight we celebrate God's peace on earth. And God's peace is not just a tagline that we say or sing in a hymn. Peace on earth is not a hopeful ideal. Peace on earth has been birthed, has been incarnated into this world to be now in the present tense. As Jesus confirmed, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. John 14:27. Do not be afraid, for unto this day God has brought good news of joy. Our Savior, who is the Messiah, Christ the Lord, has now been in the present made manifest into our hearts. He is, as it was foretold among the ancient prophets, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And tonight, on this most holy of nights, we are reminded in our faith to not be afraid, but instead to give and to surrender our hearts over to him and experience real peace, abiding peace, holy peace, the kind of peace which the world cannot give to us, a peace of which our human understanding cannot even fathom, but only experience. In peace, God's love, he gives us Jesus, so that in faith, by the light of God's love, we can shine forth his love to all those around us, as well as within. Jesus has a lot of love for us. And this is the most wonderful time of the year, because we are here at St. Cuthbert, and around the world of this most holy of silent nights, to pause and to give all of who we are, all of who we hope to become, over to the Lord of all life, and allow Christ, our Savior, to redeem, to renew, and be born and reborn within our hearts tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love you offer to us. And Lord, we open our hearts to you this very moment, and we ask for your abiding peace to transcend all that we are dealing with. And in the blessing of your presence, Lord, we give our hearts to you. We believe that you died and were rose again for our salvation. And we give to you all thanks and praise for this most special evening. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.